John Walden here. Welcome to join us in a short Bible study, if you can spare 5 minutes. From the book of Habakkuk, I read a most extraordinary verse, chapter 2, verse 9. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Isn't that a strange verse?
Woe to the man who hopes that by gaining things,
coveting things, he's going to put himself above the power of evil. And he does this to his whole house. Now, covetousness is a very evil thing in God's eyes. Covetousness, we're told, is idolatry. Idolatry is putting something else before God. And the coveting of things means simply that we are putting things ahead of God. When we become covetous, now this doesn't mean when we want the things that we actually need, but when we want and want and want, and we're not satisfied with what God has been pleased to give us, and we're wanting to gain more constantly, we are putting things ahead of God. We're not satisfied with God. We're not satisfied with God's provision. We simply want the mercies of the Lord, the blessings, we call them, the things of this earth. In other words, we are more interested with the gifts than we are in the giver. Covetousness will affect a man's whole household. That is, a man who is covetous, a man who lives simply for things, will affect his wife, his children, his whole household. How will he do it? Well, there's not much use in a man telling his children, his relatives, that they ought to put their trust in the Lord when it's very evident that he's putting his trust in things. There's not much use in telling your children that they ought to put God first when you put business first. There's not much use in telling your children that they ought to be content with such things as they have when you put in all your efforts trying to gain a few more things. Now, if you're not a man of God, if you're not a Christian, I don't expect you to understand what I'm saying. You don't see anything wrong with getting and going after more. You say, well, if I don't look out for number one, who will? But you see, you're not really looking out for yourself when you're going after things instead of what God has for you in His Son. You're rejecting God's best gift when you don't take eternal life. I'm especially concerned about Christians who are listening to me just now. Covetousness, I think, is hindering the people of God in this land more than anything I know of. We're so bent on getting more things. We're so materialistically minded. We're so interested in accumulation of a few more things that we forget that God has something much better. And this is affecting our households. Our children are not contented. Our wives are not contented. They're reaching, wanting more and more and more. And he says, thou hast consulted shame to thy house. What a sad day it will be when we find out that we can no longer influence our families for God because we've led them in the way of materialism. We've led them to be interested only in things. We have given them false standards. They know the price of everything and the value of nothing. Friends, let's turn back to God. Let's turn away from things. Instead of being covetous, let's become liberal givers. The best cure I know for covetousness is to give it away. Give it to God. And you'll soon find that you'll be most happy, not in accumulating, but in giving. Our Father, we thank Thee that Thou art the great giver, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Help us, who are Thy children, not only to receive from Thee, but to be glad to pass on to others, to give and not to get. In Jesus' name, amen.